talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going to the front lines of history in the making right now. And as always, we are going to give a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. There's a lot on the plate. Let's get right to it. Up in Minnesota, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, the police officer who killed Dante Wright has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. I think that is the correct charge. It was a tragedy for Dante Wright and his family. It was a lawless killing. It was a lawless killing of a motorist who was simply pulled over for the equivalent of a traffic stop. The officer said that she mistook her revolver for a taser. I'm not sure how you do that. You know, what are there, two holsters and they're right next to each other? I don't think so. But it doesn't give me or anybody any pleasure that any officer has to be charged with anything. What has to change is the culture of policing in this country. And part of that is a legal change. And frankly, part of that is just an imposition, the will of civilian regulators who control the police force. Civilians control our military. That's paramount in our democracy. We do not have military rule. The police force is a quasi-military organization. It's different because, unlike spending, say, 3 or 4 years in the military and then going home, police officers do a very good job and a tough job and a dangerous job 20 years or more and live in the community. But you cannot have police officers thumbing their noses at regulations and rules that civilian people who control those officers impose. You cannot have union heads criticizing the mayor, the fire and police commissioner, aldermen. This happened in New York. It's happened all over the place. That cannot be done. It can no longer be permitted. Police forces around the country, apparently it's going to have to be a federal requirement because a lot of these local police forces and the politicians just dodge the issue, that there is going to be training and a cultural change that you do not kill unarmed people and you do not use violent force against them when your life is not in danger. And we're not going to hear about you reach for the wrong weapon, that kind of thing. Right now, police officers apparently think that they can strangle people whom they have subdued. They strangled George Floyd, Eric Garner. That's happened elsewhere in the country. Shot Jacob Blake in the back 7 times. And chicken local prosecutors and state prosecutors look at that and they say, well, we can't prove that that wasn't normal, legal, reasonable officer conduct. Well, that's baloney, okay? That is baloney. 7 bullets into a guy's back, paralyzing him, and then putting the officer back on duty with no disciplinary, not even a peep. That is wrong. That's happened here in Kenosha. But Dante Wright, yes, they are charging her with second-degree manslaughter. She'll be convicted or plead. Yes, she'll get some jail time. That doesn't help Dante Wright and his family. It doesn't help anyone. So this is something people say training. Yeah, there's training. But if everybody snickers during training and knows they don't mean it, and 1 or 2% of officers get the ultimate thrill, the ultimate hunt, which is to hunt a human being, and these are very rare. There are very few officers like that. Most officers, I have officers in my own family, cousin, great uncle, they have a very tough job, and it's very, very dangerous. And I stand with them in virtually any confrontation. They should not have to walk into an alley and see a flash of metal, guy stepping out from behind a garbage can, and they have to decide, how much risk do I want to take to make my wife a widow and my kids fatherless? That should not have to happen, and it's not going to happen. However, when you have someone restrained, he's not violent, it's a traffic stop, he's slowly getting into a car, that's a different story. Most officers would not shoot someone in the back seven times for that. Most officers, my cousin and great uncle, would not strangle somebody they had subdued. When that kind of conduct occurs, that has got to be punished. There's got to be a signal sent out. It's got to be made clear to officers and police chiefs, if you murder somebody who is simply not obeying your order but is not presenting a threat to you and is unarmed, you will be discharged. And it will be referred to a prosecutor who is not elected, a federal prosecutor. For review, you will have a chance to explain your side of the story, and they will do everything in their power to listen to that story and perhaps exonerate you. But if you just flat out killed somebody like this, flat out killed them, that is something that has got to be prosecuted. And and I say police chiefs too, the police chief in Brooklyn Center resigned. He knew whatever training, whatever things he said to his officers didn't do the job. It did not do the job. But here we have an officer who shot somebody in the back seven times, hired in Kenosha, put back on the force in Kenosha. Another officer, Officer Mensa, shot three people in Wauwatosa, and he's hired by the Waukesha Sheriff's Department. That kind of thing, it's a taunt. It's a taunt to people. A lot of officers, and I'm talking about the chief level, not the rank and file officer, think that they don't have to respond to civilian outrage and the civilian overseers of policing. And that's because the civilian overseers of policing frequently are chicken and they don't do anything about it. Something has got to be done, putting this on notice. The fact that this officer is being charged with second degree manslaughter in Brooklyn Center gives nobody any pleasure, should not have happened. Should not have happened. It should have been repeatedly drummed into them. You don't use deadly force against somebody just for the heck of it. You don't use deadly force just for the heck of it. Down in there was that army officer who was pepper sprayed and abused, and they have some tape on it. One of the officers, they were taunting him and saying they might execute him. This is for what, a traffic stop? And this is an officer in the National Guard. Give me a break. The culture of policing in this country does not take into account that the police are there to serve people, not to discipline them, not to keep them in order, not to occasionally kill somebody to kind of get a message across. The culture of policing has to change. It has to be more like the culture of the Army and the Navy. The Army and the Navy, you don't have unions of soldiers and sailors who hold press conferences and attack admirals. You just don't do it. You don't do it. And admirals get their orders from civilians, what they wanted, where they want the troops deployed, how they want to conduct themselves. And there's not a lot of talk about it. That directive comes from civilians. This is something that's got to be talked about more. People are very mealy-mouthed. Even people in the Democratic Party, the people in the Republican Party look on this as a political opportunity. It's really disgusting. But even in the Democratic Party, everybody is weak-kneed. They'll say things like, this must not happen again. This must be investigated. So they check a box and everybody can say, well, what did you do? Well, I did this. Well, you didn't do anything. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody's putting in legislation. Of course, in the state, Robin Voss would kill anything. A terminator, really, of anything that would help the state. It's going to have to be at the federal level. And we have a majority of the House, we have the presidency, and we have 50 senators and somebody like Manchin, who will occasionally buck the majority on some things, is unlikely to do that if this thing is crafted correctly. For one thing, it's going to help police officers. Police officers are, unfortunately, not so infrequently killed. And by criminals. Those officers have to defend themselves, but we don't want ambushing of them because people are angry that somebody elsewhere got shot in the back or strangled. This has got to stop. It's got to stop. We have chicken politicians, and the electorate doesn't know what to do. They yawn. Think about this issue a lot more deeply than you've thought about it. Okay. The Taliban. Joe Biden has announced that he is going to withdraw troops from Afghanistan no later than September 11. That's the 20th anniversary of 9/11. We sent troops into Afghanistan because they harbored Osama bin Laden. They are, people refer to them as sort of a medieval Islamic society going back to the 7th or 8th century. That's a charitable way of looking at it. The culture over there is a Stone Age culture or worse. Absolutely lawless. The Taliban really control a lot of the country. You had a top Afghan general who defected and went to the Taliban. And by announcing the withdrawal, Biden saying the obvious, we've had this war going on for 20 years, the longest in American history, and we're going to put an end to it. But by doing that, now the Taliban come out, they walk out of the Vienna talks on establishing peace over there. They say that Americans, it'll be a nightmare for our troops. This is the words they use. If they don't get out by May 1st, they are unreliable, murderous people, and they have to be treated a lot different than they have been so far. Coming to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. This is really important. I'm going to talk about this issue some more, a lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.